Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today is an open mic day, so telephone lines are going to be open during the entire hour. The Dr. Petty was supposed to be with me, but he is in a special speaking engagement, so he wasn't able to make the show. But he's going to be with us on Memorial Day, so we'll be coming up to date with some of the latest insight on wellness and how to take care of ourselves. So he'll be coming up again on the 26th, which is a holiday. Anyhow, telephone lines are open. If you would like to call in and chat with me during this hour, here are the telephone numbers that you're going to be able to call in to. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I wanted to start off the show today with a quote that said, "Unless you try to do something beyond what you have already mastered, you'll never grow." That is especially significant to me. I don't know who the author of that statement was, but we need to stretch ourselves. Have you ever encountered someone that says, "I'm so bored. Oh, life is so dull. It is so uninteresting." I usually, whenever I encounter someone like that, I really want to know why they think it's boring. And typically, their world is a very tiny world. They have gotten so engrossed, often with themselves, that they haven't even bothered to read something different or do anything different. They've developed a ho-hum attitude. Yet if you ask them if they're willing to step into a new environment, try something different, they'll say, "Oh, it's so boring. Why would I want to do it?" Believe me, there are a few people out there like that. It always surprises me. Well, I came across a story about John Gotterd. And he was written about in 1972 in Life magazine. And he was an absolutely amazing man. When he was 15 years of age, his grandmother said to him, "If only I had done that when I was young." Many times people who are mature, when they're talking to young people, will say, "If I'd gone to France, or if I'd taken up balloon hopping, or if I had just done something different, life would have been a whole different experience." Well, John would hear this statement from his grandmother so frequently, it was a motivating factor for him. He decided that he was not going to be talking like that when he got to be his grandmother's age, so he decided to write out 127 goals for his life. 127. Now remember, he was 15 years old when he did this. And this is what he did. He named 10 rivers that he wanted to explore, 17 mountains that he wanted to climb. He set goals of becoming an Eagle Scout, a world traveler, and a pilot. He was going to ride a horse in the Rose Bowl Parade, dive in a submarine, retrace the travels of Marco Polo, read the Bible from cover to cover, and read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. He also determined that he would read the entire works of Shakespeare, Plato, Dickens, Socrates, Aristotle, and a number of other classic authors. He desired to learn to play the flute, the violin. He wanted to get married. He wanted to have children. He wanted to pursue a career in medicine and serve as a missionary for his church. Now, does that sound like a bit much? I've got news for you. At the age of 47, John Gotterd had accomplished 103 of his 127 goals. By the way, he had 5 children. Now, you may not have 127 goals like John Gotter did. But goals are something that enable you to reach outside of your paradigm. They enable you to bring yourself into contact with new ideas, new concepts. And that's not a bad idea. Sometimes people don't know what kind of goals to set for themselves. So what I would say to them is, what do you like? One woman was telling me the other day that she just absolutely loved to cook. I said, great. Why don't you put down you'd love to be trained by a chef, or you'll go to a culinary school, or maybe you'll get involved in a business that has a multi-level marketing aspect to it that enables you to deal with something like this. There are so many options. And amazingly, she said, I had never thought of that. I had never given any of those concepts consideration. There's a friend of mine that has been looking for work. She's been trying to find a job for a long time. She was trying to figure out how to step out of her paradigm, and during a conversation that we were having, she brings up the fact that she's an alumni of a certain school, and they have a particular program for people that have graduated from college that enables them to go and network to find a different job. My comment to her was, have you ever done this? No. Why not? Gee, I don't know why. We get stuck sometimes. And I think we need to hear about John Gotter's every once in a while, because you may not reach your goal right away. You may find that it's going to take a while, but just in reaching for it, you're going to have adventures, interactions with so many different thoughts, people, situations, conditions, and it will make your world grow and expand in absolutely amazing ways. It's when we put ourselves into such a net of safety, or what we determine is a factor of safety, that sometimes we squelch the gifts that we have within ourselves. So just as a thought for the day, don't forget, go out and set some goals for yourself. And remember, these are yours. They're nobody's business but your own. But if you set these goals and then you go about the matter of trying to accomplish them, I think you're going to amaze yourself at what you're able to achieve and what you're able to do. The universe has an interesting way of bringing opportunity into your environment sometimes when you least expect it. I had a friend that had always dreamed about going around the world. And so she made the announcement one time. She said, oh, I was thinking how lovely it would be to go to Italy and to do different things. And out of the blue, someone in the group said, is that something you've really wanted to do? And she said, oh, yes, more than anything else. I'd just love to travel on a cruise. Love to go to different places in the world. So this lady that asked her about it said, may I have your name and phone number? She said, sure, what do you want it for? And she said, well, I've got a friend that might be interested in talking to you. She ended up becoming a companion to a lady who was partially disabled, but was just absolutely delightful. She wanted a companion to travel with her because she felt uncomfortable. She didn't want to go alone. All expenses were paid, and off she went to Europe. It was fabulous. She got the opportunity. I had made a comment on one of my radio shows a few years back. I was talking about the Vienna Waltz, and we were talking about dancing in Vienna, and that was one of my dreams. I was discussing goals, and that had been one of my goals that I would love to be able to fulfill, is to go to Vienna and to be there with my husband and to be in a beautiful gown and to dance in one of the grand ballrooms, one of the magnificent waltzes. So I was talking about this, and lo and behold, I get a call from someone in a community not far from mine, and she said, I'd like to know if you were serious about wanting to go to Vienna. I said, yes. She said, well, there's a special event going on in Seattle, Washington. It's called A Night in Vienna. And she sent me 2 free tickets. She said, I can't send you to Austria, but I can send you to this grand ball. And it's Viennese music. It was absolutely glorious. You never know how your good is going to be fulfilled. You absolutely don't know. But when you put it out there, somehow or another, it is going to come to you, and many times in a wonderful way. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Then after that, let me do my thing, and then you can ask me a question about anything you like. This is a mental discipline, by the way. I consider myself an information resource, and I'm delighted to share it with you today. We have the open mic, so phone lines are open for the entire hour. We're coming into a period of the year. I can tell you here in the Pacific Northwest, it feels like summer. It is in the 80s here. Yes, we have had the most unusual weather this year, but it is absolutely gloriously beautiful today. It's summer clothes time. Sandals are on, and people are out in shorts working in their gardens, and they are delighting in this wonderful, wonderful warm weather, which we understand is only going to last for a couple of days. Then it's going to be cool again. Well, what does it bring into mind? Vacation time. We are all planning one type of a vacation or another. We're going to be doing things during the warm summer months. Well, lots of times, especially when you're on a budget, and goodness, with gas prices the way they are today, you may be really concerned about what could you do that could be fun, inexpensive, and if you have children, you can take them and they would just have a blast. Well, I came across some wonderful information, how you can strike it rich, on your next vacation. How? Well, maybe you've seen some programs about this on television, and it is going hunting for precious gems or gold. Now, this is not expensive at all. I've known some people that that's what they do every summer. Yes. I know people who are rock hunters. I know others that are gold miners. Every summer, they have a certain patch of time that they designate just to go out, be in their grubbies, and have a good time. By the way, you can even go dinosaur hunting. That's right. So here's something. If you want to dig for diamonds, that's right. Right here in the United States, we have got a finder's keeper's diamond mine. Would you believe it? It's true. It's at the Crater of Diamonds State Park in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. And you can go to craterofdiamondsstatepark.com, and you'll find out all kinds of information. They say, on average, 2 diamonds a day are found, but they have 400 other types of gems, like jasper, amethyst, and quartz. And some of the lucky people have found one of the most perfect diamonds ever certified, a flawless 3-carat diamond with ideal cut and color, and a 40-carat white diamond, the largest ever found in North America. The price for this wonderful opportunity? $6.50 for adults, and kids are free. Now, what about digging for fossils? You got some kids that just love to be in the dirt. Well, of course, all of this is going to put you in the dirt. But you can really have a great time in Maryland at Calvert Cliff State Park. It's along the Chesapeake Bay. And the gravel near the cliff's base goes back 25 million years. And there are fossils galore there. And also prehistoric shark's teeth. Now, you can also go fossil hunting for marine animals, fossilized marine animals, in the redwoods in Northern California. Now, these were formed more than 15 million years ago. So here's a website that you can check out, discovertheredwoods.com/fossil.php. No cost at digging there. None at all. Sapphires, they come in all kinds of colors, by the way. Montana's a place to go, and if you like those wonderful wide-open skies, you're going to see them in Montana. Sparkling blue sapphires in the dirt. Gem Mountain Sapphire in Phillipsburg, or the Spokane Bar Sapphire Mine in Helena, are two places you can go to. Now, for the Gem Mountain Sapphire, their website is Gem Mountain, but Mountain is abbreviated, MTN, gemmtn.com. And then for the Sapphire Mine in Helena, you say sapphiremine.com. Now, this is what visitors typically find. They're from sapphires from a half a carat to 10, and one found by a visitor from Idaho, this is unbelievable, was 155 carats in size. Now, if you're closer to North Carolina, you can try Sheffield. There's a sheffieldmine.com. You can not only find sapphires there, but you can also find rubies. And there was one ruby found that ended up weighing nearly 800 carats. Now, the cost for this, you pay for your bag or your bucket of stones or the gravel to search through, and the prices start at $12. It can just be absolutely a blast. Now, there are excavation sites across the U.S. that enjoy opening up their digs to families that want to have an interesting adventure. And you get to take your kids, or if you want to do something like this, and you can work side by side with archaeologists. Now, here's where you find out the information on what you'd want to know. The Wyoming Dinosaur Center, and that's wyodino.org. And then there's also Montana's Paleo World Research Foundation, and theirs is dinodigs.org, and then paleoworld.org. And in 2002, a family that went out to this site discovered a Tyrannosaurus rex. Now, this is a little bit more pricey. It's $60 per day. Now, I honestly don't know if that's for the entire family or per person. And if you're a gold person, if that's what you really like, you'll enjoy this. Of course, up in Alaska, there is so much of this that goes on. There are gold mines that you can visit. But if you want to find a gold mining place near you, and they're all over the country, go to the Gold Miners Headquarters website, which is goldminershq.com. Goldminershq.com. And you have a good time. The kids have fun. And, again, it's not real pricey. So vacation time, it's coming up, and there's so many places in the country you can go to, so many places you can take the kids to, and it doesn't have to cost you a fortune. I think it's a great thing to do. This is Donna Sebo here on Open Mic Day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Americans are always called upon by people around the world. You listen to the news just about every day, and there's something that's going on of a catastrophic nature, and Americans are some of the most generous human beings on this planet, and I mean that most sincerely. They do phenomenal things in philanthropy. Do you know that in the United States, there was over $295 billion given to charities? That's a pretty big number. $295 billion given to charities. And of that sum, nearly $223 billion of that came from individuals. Not from big corporations, but from average individuals throughout the country. Now, who got this money? A third of it went to religious congregations, and 14% went to education. Foundations and human services organizations received more than 10% each. Cultural organizations and international affairs groups received 4% each. And the average person in the United States gave away 2.2% of after-tax income in 2005. And that same year, 65 million Americans donated time to charity. Time has a value, too. 65 million Americans donating their time, paying their own gasoline, whatever it takes, they're there. And I'm going to be sharing a story of one lady that is doing that exactly. You know, 96% of those that volunteer said the feeling compassion towards other people motivated them to give their time. They're doing it because they want to do it. That's what volunteerism is all about. So whenever anyone makes a comment that people in America just don't do enough. I want them to tell us why they think we're not doing enough. Because the average American really does go out of their way. They really go out of their way to try to make, I think, this world a better place. I know, I meet a lot of them, especially when I'm out in the public. There's a lot of people that really, really care. And they make a point of doing something in their own way. And a lot of it, I've found, is anonymous. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Telephone number to call in to 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, there's 530-876-3222. I want to let you know who's going to be coming on the show with me next week. I have got a great lineup of people. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the secret of butterfly lovers. I'm going to leave that to your imagination. Keith Richardson is going to be my guest. And then on Tuesday, hey, I was talking about vacation time. What if you're going to Bermuda or you're going to some place where you're going to want to wear a bathing suit? You want to look good in your summer clothes? Well, Teresa Tapp is going to be my guest, and she's going to share with us insights on how we can look our best. Who's sitting on your nest egg? Robin C. Davis is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about how you can manage your money wisely. And look at what's going on today. So frequently we are concerned about what's going to be happening in the economic area. Well, start with yourself first, and I think you're going to have a pretty good insight by the time we finish the show. The Wise Secrets of Aloha. Yes. Hawaii, the old kahunas. Well, we're going to be finding out some of their secrets. Garnett Arledge is going to be my guest, and I'm looking forward to having her. And then, on Friday of next week, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite drinks. Hot or cold, I love it. It's Tea Bliss. Yes, Teresa Chung. And the UK, we're going to be talking with her, and I'm looking forward to it. This is a lady who has a passion for tea herself, and I'm just really looking forward to chatting with her and sharing her insights. I told you that I wanted to share with you a story about a person that really had made a difference for others through what she does. And that is a woman that I'm going to be discussing with you right now. This lady, as so many volunteers are in life, she doesn't have a whole bunch of money. And she didn't have a whole bunch of time either. But something happened to her that really made a difference in her life. She had five relatives diagnosed with cancer one year. And she and her husband were spending a whole bunch of time in cancer wards. And while they were there, because they would sit sometimes for hours, they noticed a lot of different people around them. They saw patients whose faces were so pale, the bald heads that were caused by chemotherapy, fear. It was just a very, very emotional environment to be in. Well, while Faye was there, Faye Von Deck is a lady I'm talking about, she heard about a group of volunteers that were making kerchiefs for patients that were undergoing chemo to cover their heads with. Well, she didn't have very much time to find out about this group, as a number of her relatives were dying from cancer. And she had to say goodbye to some of these. And she was just very much affected by the whole experience of being in the hospital and seeing all of these various things go on. Well, as the Christmas holidays started coming about, her husband asked her what she would like to have as a Christmas gift. She looked at him very thoughtfully and she said, "I would like to start our own nonprofit to help people with cancer." But John wasn't startled by this. You know, think about it. How would you have responded if someone had made a comment like that to you? Well, he decided that there was going to be something done about what she desired. And we're going to take a break for a minute. I've got a caller on the line, and I'll finish the story after I chat with this caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
John from San Francisco.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Now, first thing I'm looking at with you, John, is pay attention to detail. You cannot afford to get sloppy. Procrastination is not going to serve you well. And you've got to get over this mental hump of discouragement that seems to be following you around like a little shadow. I watch you in my mind, and I'm intrigued with this, because it's not with you all the time, but it is a self-sabotaging kind of a situation, and that bothers me. I want you to be aware of the fact that it's going to be up to you to stay consciously present and stay focused on what you're wanting to achieve. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Nobody. So you are going to find yourself in an interesting series of meetings and different environments, talking over ideas with different people, and you may find that they're going to be very interesting in their responses. Don't take them personally. You need to pay attention to what they're saying. Do not take it personally. Make notes, and then utilize what you want and throw out what you don't want. You've got a very intense year here, and it's important for you to pay attention to business. Don't wait for somebody else to take care of it. You do it yourself. Do you have a question for me, John?
I think you kind of answered it. I was just looking for what's coming up. I got a birthday coming up.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, no question for me?
I'm currently doing a job in engineering, and I have a side business doing hypnotherapy and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So, at some point I would like to do more of the hypnotherapy, less of the engineering.
Well, actually, the two of them can go along very well, believe it or not. Because the skills that you have learned as an engineer, the disciplines you've learned as an engineer, you can apply in hypnotherapy. So they're very compatible. Now, I would like for you to be alert to some special programs that are going to be given at a nearby college. These programs are going to be given by a specialist, an expert, in this area, and he will have, actually there's three people that will be speaking, two men and one woman. And this is going to be a programming that is absolutely going to be eye-opening for you, because they're going to be presenting different points of research that they have been involved with. So stay alert to any kind of seminars or programs coming into your area relating to this topic, because I think you're going to find a genre of therapy that you're going to want to pursue. You'll have to go through a special level of training, but it will serve you well.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break in about a minute. Don't forget, you can call in like John. Phones are open for the entire hour. This is an open mic day. Let me give out the phone number, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have 530-876-3222. I know we've got a caller on the line. We're going to take a break, so caller, don't hang up. We'll be coming right back to you in just a moment. Don't go away now. Donna Sebo here. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
We're going to be going to our caller in just a moment. If you want to call in, this is an open mic day. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also 888-815-9756 and 530. 876-3222. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initials, and where are you calling from?
My name is Annabelle. I'm calling from USA.
Where in the U.S., dear?
Florida.
Where in Florida?
Under the, next to the ocean.
Are you in Tampa, Miami? Where are you?
Miami.
In Miami. It's been a long time since I've been there. What a city. That is just incredible. And Annabelle was the name of my grandmother. I've not heard that name in a long, long time.
Wow.
Very unique name. Okay, Annabelle, let's get down to business with you. The first thing is you really want to do something special with a business. And what
right.
I'm looking at is there is an interest. You've done a little bit of homework, but you feel a little concerned about an economic area of doing the business. And I can't blame you because you really should have some individuals that you could work with until you get a real firm understanding of what you're going to need. And let me give you an example. Let's say you made the best cookies in Miami and someone said, oh, you should open your own business. And so you say, wow, I could have a business and they'd be called Annabelle Special. So by golly, you'd go and you'd do some research. You'd find out that you'd need to have certain equipment and so on and so forth. But then when it comes to perhaps doing this, you're going to have some help because maybe you're going to need to know how to put your recipe together in batches and how do you store the dough? Are you going to do it this way, that way, or the other way? How are you going to be working with your distribution for the cookies? Who are you going to approach? So there's all kinds of things that you're going to not have experience with, and your learning curve would just be absolutely unbelievable. So what I'm looking at is that if you come together with individuals that have got a good, solid, sound background in various areas of knowledge and experience that can work with you and be like a consultant, if you will, a support and enable you to see the positives and negatives and work out as much in advance before you actually do the business, it's going to save you a lot of heartache. You're not going to be losing money, and you will be able to do your business and feel successful with your business, having the independence that you want. I like what I see with your thinking process, but you need some more education. And all of this is good. This is not bad. This is not negative. It's just being okay with it. And whatever, don't be embarrassed or afraid to ask for help, because people who are really successful don't mind making sure that someone else is successful, too. There's plenty of room at the top, contrary to what people say. There really are not that many people out there doing an exceptionally fine job. So you need to know that you can have the success that you want and be financially independent and even basically do it your way. But you need to have some good support around you so that you, if you feel like you're floundering, you've got someone that you can talk to. And I think you'll do well. I really do. What's on your mind? What would you like to ask me, Annabelle?
You answer my questions.
I did answer your question. Wonderful.
Tell me something. What's going to happen in 2012?
2012?
Yes.
Well, if you're talking about yourself, if you're not careful, you're going to be putting on more pounds than what you like. You have a tendency when you're nervous to eat. And when you're asking me about 2012, I think one of your business biggest concerns, if you're not wise between now and then, is staying trim.
I see.
It's not the end of the world, dear.
Okay.
Not at all. The world's going to be here for millions of years yet.
Okay. Thank you.
So don't work in fear. Thank you, Annabelle.
Thank you so much. This is Donna Sebo.
And if you'd like to give me a buzz, telephone lines are open. It's an open mic day. 877-876-5227. Canadians 888-815-9756. And also our direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, before we took our first caller, I was talking to you about a very special lady, Faye Von Deck, who didn't have a lot of time and a lot of money. Was going through some pretty hard times herself relative to family members passing away from cancer and other illnesses. And she said to her husband just before one Christmas that she wanted to start their own non-profit organization to help people with cancer. Now, John really was a hard worker. They didn't have time and they didn't have money to spare. But these are two people that really have a great sense of purpose. And when they decide they're going to do something, they do it. So what they did, they went to a cancer center director and asked one question. What could we do that would make a difference? Just that one question. What could we do that could make a difference? Well, believe it or not, the director came up with an idea. She said nurses placed rolled-up towels behind patients' heads to make them more comfortable. How about making some pillows that patients could keep? When Faye heard that, she was ecstatic. She was a seamstress. She could make little pillows, little neck pillows. It would be a cinch for her. And she decided they were going to be special. She was going to make them out of a very soft polar fleece, and she'd use bright colors, happy prints. And she thought, this is going to make the patient's treatment more bearable and give them something to hug, and it would enable her to let people know that there were those that cared. They called their pillow line, Cuz We Care, C-U-Z, We Care. Now, Faye went right to work. She went through her sewing machine. She made up some samples. She tried them out with her husband to make sure that they were just right, and she just kept sewing. This woman had an objective. Every spare minute, she was sewing. She finally had 100 pillows ready. Now, what she did, she took them to the hospital so that the hospital staff could distribute them. She would never meet the recipients. But she said a small prayer while she was loading the box into her car to take them to the hospital. May these bring you comfort and hope. Well, the nurses, when they went around the patients and had these baskets of pillows, the patients were so thrilled. And something that most of us don't realize is little things like that mean a lot. They mean a great deal. Just knowing that some person cared made a lot of patients feel very much more hopeful. And of course, when you have hope, you're going to have strength, aren't you? And you have the strength to fight. The nurses responded to this wonderful, wonderful project with such enthusiasm. They all said, this is a tremendous hit. So Faye obviously had to make more. Well, Faye knew she could not do this all by herself. Well, the word got out. A fabric company donated bolts of the very soft fleece in the bright colors that were wanted and the happy patterns. People started asking her, can we help you? So Faye started stitching pillow sleeves for schools, church groups, seniors, and scouts to stuff. Because anyone from 5 to 98 can stuff a pillow, and anyone can help someone feel better. She currently has 1,500 volunteers a year. Cause We Care is a second job for her. But letters keep coming in that just warm her heart and make her even more enthusiastic about what she's doing. One said, "Your pillow was a lifesaver. So far, 65,000 people have hugged Cause We Care pillows during treatment. 65,000 people. And the people that have survived cancer cherish those pillows because to them it represents a symbol of what helped pull them through, not medicine or prayers alone, but somebody caring. One question was asked, what could we do that would make a difference? When the answer was given, one woman and her husband stepped up to the plate of opportunity. And 65,000 pillows have been made. 1,500 volunteers. Don't ever think that one person doesn't make a difference. They do. And you're one too. Who knows? You know, I reflect, there was a time when I was in the hospital, and I remember laying in a hospital bed, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show how some people say, oh, life is boring. Well, sitting in a hospital when you're not feeling well and you've got all kinds of apparatus attached to you and you can't really do very much of anything, by golly, someone coming by with a bunch of books to read or some little things, little toiletries. I can remember someone had taken the time to make a bag of toiletries to use in the hospital. They had one for men and one for women. Things like this are really significant. They are. And we don't realize it until we're in a situation like that. So my hat is off to this wonderful couple, to Faye and her husband John, the Von Decks. They deserve recognition, and they've got it from me because I think they've done a fabulous job. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. This is an open mic day. Telephone number is 877-876-5227. Remember, all I need is your first name or initial, and I'd love to know where you're calling from in the country. 888-815-9756 is for those of you in Canada. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Remember, I'm an information resource. That's all. And all I'll give you is what I see, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. Sometimes people wonder why they're not hired for jobs. Well, sometimes there's some very obvious reasons. And there were a couple of things out of Career Builder that I found. And if you're looking for a job, you want to really be sure when you fill out your resume that you are thoughtful about what you put down. These are three different resumes. A candidate specified that his availability was limited because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was drinking time. Another candidate explained an arrest by stating, "We stole a pig, but it was really a small pig." And advertising is a tough business, which may be why one prospective ad man wrote a cover letter boasting, "I'm getting to my goal slowly but surely." S-U-R-L-Y. Very good reason to pass over those resumes. Oh, it's so interesting. And I think sometimes it's very frustrating for people that are looking for someone and also for those persons that are trying to find a job. So check your spelling. And if nothing else, have someone proofread what you send out before you send it so you don't make the spelling errors like the one guy did, because it does make a difference. And sometimes it's just those little tiny things that can make a difference. And if you communicate by email, it is very important to be sure that you check your spelling. And remember, that email is going to be presenting you as an individual. I've received some emails from people that when I read them, they appear to be written by someone who's illiterate. And I had this happen just recently. And these people were just trying to make a point. And by the time I got the third email, I thought, you know what? I really am not interested in this, because if they cannot write a good email and have halfway decent English, and don't take the time to use proper punctuation, I just don't think I really want to spend too much time with them. And that is my positioning and my attitude. And that's something that lots of times when you are using emails, you need to remember. If you are in a business situation or you're wanting to reach someone, think about how you're communicating, because that email is going to convey a picture. I know I have to be very alert to that. Sometimes I goof too, and you get in a hurry, and you may use your spell check, but I'll tell you what, there have been times I've looked at things, and I found later I had misspelled something or put the inappropriate word or actually duplicated something without realizing it, especially when you're using a lot of material. So just keep that in mind. We all can make mistakes, and that is a reality. But sometimes we have to be extra, extra cautious, especially when we're out job hunting. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't you go away now.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-88. Hi, Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat with me. I'd be delighted to do it because this is an open mic day. 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in reincarnation? Well, I do. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't. But there are cases on file that are absolutely fascinating. And I came across one about a woman by the name of Dorothy Eady. Now, her circumstances were fascinating, and it was documented and recorded to the best of the ability of those that were doing so. Now, I've got a photo in front of me of this very, very elderly lady who is sitting near a ruin of an Egyptian temple built by Seti I for the god Osiris. Now, this elderly English woman was Dorothy Eady. Now, this is what happened to her. She died when she was 3 years old, and she was deeply convinced to the day of her death. Now, she died in 1981, that she had been reborn as an Egyptian priestess. Now, Dorothy was born in 1903 into a very wealthy London family, but later in life, she called herself Om Seti, believing herself to be the reincarnation of a woman who served at King Seti's court. Now, her strange journey is stated to have started in, well, she described this all, by the way, in 1973. She said it began when, as a child, she fell down the stairway. Now, she was 3 years old, and she was declared dead by the family doctor. And when the doctor returned with a nurse to lay out the child's body, the little girl was alive, and she was perfectly fine. Now, shortly after this particular situation occurred, Dorothy took to hiding under tables and behind furniture. She was not recognizing her parents. They were totally bewildered with her demands. She was demanding to be taken home. Now, this one day, the family happened to visit the British Museum. And when they got to the Egyptian galleries, Dorothy went berserk. For no apparent reason, and she was a little girl now, she began kissing the feet of statues, clinging to mummy cases and screaming in a voice that her mother recalled as sounding strange and old. And this is what the child would say, "I want to be left with my people." On another occasion, Dorothy was shown a photograph of the temple built by Seti I. She immediately turned to her dad and said that the temple was her real home, and this was a conviction she never, ever lost. Now, Dorothy had claimed that she had known Seti and that he was a kindly man. As she got older, her convictions got stronger and stronger. She began to learn how to read hieroglyphics at the British Museum. Her teacher was astonished at the ease and her ability to learn the symbols and explained she was not learning a new language, only relearning a language she had forgotten. Now, in 1930, Dorothy married an Egyptian and went to live in Egypt. They named their only boy Seti, and Dorothy herself, she adopted the name of Om Seti, mother of Seti. Now, for 20 years, she worked as an archaeological research assistant, and in 1952, she made her first pilgrimage to Abydos, the site of Seti's temple and the tomb of Osiris. Now, she was quite unable to read modern Egyptian. But when the train that she was on stopped near a range of limestone hills, she knew she had arrived at the right place. When she saw the temple, she said she'd come home. In 1956, she got transferred to Abydos, where she worked on the excavation and restoration of the temple until her retirement in 1969. By 1973, she had even obtained permission from the temple curators that when she died, she'd be buried in the grounds of the temple she called home. Fascinating story, isn't it? There are so many individuals that will have a feeling they've been in another time. They will have dreams that tell them about a previous life, but they can't explain how or when or why. It's a fascinating story. And it's a true story. There are so many wonderful things like this that go on. I say wonderful because when you think about it, everything that has ever been, that is going on right now, is recorded. And sometimes there's a connecting link that is activated, and we don't always know how to explain it. And reincarnation is one aspect that does that. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with me today. Don't forget, on Monday, we're going to be talking about the secret of butterfly lovers. You'll have to tune in to find out more about that. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Set those goals. Reach for those dreams. After all, they're yours. You're entitled. This is Donna. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.